All right, let me jump on in here to the Right Side Way monologue. Kick off the show with the daily Right Side Way, like we usually do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm watching the world around me, like many of you, trying to see through all the smoke and the haze and to tell the truth from fiction. And I don't know it all, but I know some, and I know what I believe. And I really believe, too, that these coming months are going to be pivotal in the history of our nation. But times like these that we're in, they can also leave folks feeling uncertain, uneasy, unsure of what they know and how to act or react. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations with folks and they'll ask me about something and their follow-up might be to say, yeah, I just don't know enough about it to do anything. Well, I'm here to tell you today that's the wrong position to let yourself get into. Because if we wait until we know it all, we won't get anything done. Sometimes you just got to simply go with what you know. History tells us that making decisions without all the facts is sometimes the most important thing that can be done. 82 years ago last month, an amazing series of events took place. In June 1942, we were neck deep in World War II. The U.S. Navy and the Imperial Japanese Navy were hunting each other through the Pacific Ocean. It is believed that we may never again see a war of navies like what we saw in that 1 month. The Japanese Navy was a force to be reckoned with. The Americans, though, we had the passion of Pearl Harbor and the innovation of the American spirit. The U.S. had just shocked the Japanese by bombing their mainland in what became known as Doolittle's Raid when we launched bombers from the deck of an aircraft carrier. The Japanese responded with a hunt for the U.S. Navy, but the hunted became the hunter. The question was, where were they? You see, the U.S. had broken the Japanese communications code, and we had some measure of idea where the Japanese fleet was, but to do the final search meant sending out planes that over and over again proved to be ineffective. We lost a number of search planes because they simply exhausted their fuel searching for the Japanese and had to ditch in the ocean. Two squadrons from the USS Enterprise were actually running low on fuel because of the time spent out looking for the enemy. But one air group commander named Wade McCluskey, he decided to continue the search, and he finally spotted the wake of a Japanese destroyer, the Arashi, steaming at full speed. Admiral Chester Nimitz said later on that McCluskey's decision to continue the search, in his judgment, quote, decided the fate of our carrier task force and our forces at Midway. Three American dive bomber squadrons were redirected because of what McCluskey found. They almost simultaneously arrived at the perfect time, the locations, the altitudes to attack. Most of the Japanese close air patrol was out of position. Meanwhile, armed Japanese strike aircraft, though, filled the hangar decks. Fuel hoses were snaking across the decks of the Japanese carriers as refueling operations were being completed. The change out of the ordnance meant that bombs and torpedoes were stacked around the Japanese hangars. It was a recipe for disaster. It made the Japanese carriers extremely vulnerable. All because Wade McCluskey kept searching. What ensued thereafter is known as the Battle of Midway. And what some military historians say, it was one of the most stunning and decisive blows in the history of naval warfare. One historian said it was, quote, one of the most consequential naval engagements in all of world history. The U.S. lost the aircraft carrier Yorktown and one of its destroyers, but the Japanese, they were absolutely crippled. The Japanese Navy lost four carriers and a heavy cruiser. The Japanese war effort was put on its heels. The ability of Japan to then maintain an expeditionary fighting force at sea was nearly crushed. The Battle of Midway is widely considered to be one of the major turning points in all of World War II. And I have to ask, what if Commander Wade McCluskey had just decided he didn't have enough information and just stopped looking? He was low on fuel, his information was spotty, his men were at risk. No one would have questioned the decision to declare bingo fuel and return to the carrier. McCluskey decided, though, that he had to go with what you know. And that one man, may have changed the fate of the world by just staying on the search. There's a remarkable story also in Acts chapter 18. There's a man named Apollos. He was described as being a Christian who was very learned. He had studied scripture extensively. And it says in the passage that he was a great speaker, very accurate in his presentation of Christ and the new faith. All right, so what's the catch about Apollos? Well, it goes on to say in the same passage that Apollos, though, had not been taught fully about Jesus. He knew about things up to the point of John the Baptist, but he had not been taught about the rest. So some of the Apostle Paul's team, they invited him over for dinner. They gave him the big picture, after which he became an evangelist, traveling to other towns to speak even more effectively. Are you getting what I'm saying? He didn't know everything, but he knew enough to start. He didn't wait till he had all the book learning, all the experience, all the financing. He wasn't rash or impetuous or impertinent. He was earnest, effective. He had studied quite a bit. He started off with the idea that you just have to go sometimes, go with what you know. And when he eventually knew more, he did more. General George Patton once said, "Take those calculated risks. That is quite different from being rash." So let me ask you, what would America be if every time something was needed, the process had to stop because someone needed to hunker down, examine it a bit more? And again, I'm not talking about being hasty or immature. You can take a calculated risk without knowing everything there is to know. I mean, inventions are made without all the facts. Businesses are built with what is known at the time. Wars are won with intelligence that may have gaps in it. But again, you go with what you know. And as you know more, you do more. Teddy Roosevelt, he embodied the idea of making bold decisions. His speech at the Marne, sometimes called the Man in the Arena, is one of my favorites. But it was not a one-off. It was a theme that Teddy Roosevelt used throughout his speeches. In another one of his speeches, he said once, quote, "If we seek merely swollen, slothful ease and ignoble peace, if we shrink from the hard contests where men must win at the hazard of their lives and at the risk of all they hold dear, then bolder and stronger peoples will pass us by, and we'll win, they will win for themselves the domination of the world." Those are strong words. What Teddy Roosevelt was saying is that risk creates reward. But y'all, risk is never taken with all the facts. By its very nature, risk has the potential of failure because there's no way to have all the facts. There is no way to predict the future. So you assess, you plan, you gather what facts and resources you can, you separate the wheat from the chaff, and you try to see through the haze, and then you go with what you know. John F. Kennedy once said, "There are risks and costs to action, but there are far less than the long-range risks of comfortable inaction." Well, these next few months, right here in the United States, they're going to be critical for the U.S. You're going to hear over and over again that this poll says this and that pundit says that and liberals say blah, blah, blah. You go with what you know. Become a student of the world around you to the extent you can, but don't ever let someone tell you that you just don't know enough. You go with what you know. You take a lesson from Apollos and Wade McCluskey. You don't have to know everything. Just have to know something. One man with a bit of knowledge can change the whole world. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, think about it. How many great risks have not been taken because someone thought they had to know it all first? I'm going to tell you right now, if you know it all, there is no risk, right? It's just the opposite. Risk creates reward. That's where we go. Go with what you know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.